Hi friends, we have learned technical services, auxiliary services, etc. for managing a hospital, for taking care of the patients and their relatives and visitors also. And we have even seen some of the outreach services by OPD and all. Now, to manage the hospital in a proper way, we not only need the technical services and auxiliary services in the form of doctors, nurses, paramedical staff and some of the equipments, etc. But we also need lot of support services so that the running of the hospital is smooth. All the kind of supplies in the form of water, electricity and the communication, PRO, all these support services are also equally important to run the hospital smoothly. Now let's understand about the management support system. What is management? Management is nothing but planning, organizing, directing, staffing and finally controlling the various activities so that the productivity, that's output over input, is good enough with the time taken and the right kind of quality given to the patients. Let's go for what all things we are going to learn in the management support system for a hospital. First thing we'll learn about will be hospital information system, HIS. Earlier days there was more of HMS, where hospital management system we are learning, but with computerization, which is a great asset, nowadays we are having hospital information system, where most of the newer and newer softwares we are using, whereby the services have been highly smooth-lined and we are getting a lot of advantages because of this, which we learn when we go through it. Then come transport services, that's use of ambulance to carry the patient in a safe condition after giving him the primary aid or first aid to the hospital. Then comes hospital engineering and maintenance services, again a very important service. Well, sometimes we feel that what the engineers are doing in a hospital. In a hospital normally you expect the doctors and nurses, but since the modern hospital has got variety of functions to be done, of course all the patients, doctors, nurses, paramedical staff, everybody will need water, everybody will need electricity. A lot of equipments are going to be used in a hospital. Biomedical engineering is also one of the important aspect of that, and ultimately whatever is there in the hospital and in and around, of course fire safety is also important. So all those functions are going to be managed by the engineers, and hence hospital engineering and maintenance is also an important aspect which we are going to learn in detail. Then comes the building, AC, water supply, landscaping, all these things are also mainly done by engineering housekeeping departments. Then come administrative services, since ultimately hospital is an organization which has to be managed well, efficiently, and the customer satisfaction and customer delight should occur, and hence we need very good administrative services like planning, organizing, staffing, directing, leading, controlling, etc. Then comes material management. As we know, around 40% of the cost in a hospital goes towards the materials, the equipments, the maintenance of these equipments, the drugs, injections. Lot of materials are needed in a hospital, and hence we are going to learn about in detail the material management, which also will include purchasing as one of its function. Finally, we cannot run a hospital without finances. One has to manage the finances very well. Although we say it's a noble profession finally, but money is a very important resource in running a hospital. So financial management is an important aspect we are going to learn. Then finally, if we see, hospital services is one where the maximum amount of work is done by people, the doctors, the nurses, the paramedical staff, the sweepers, the housekeeping staff, ultimately each and every machine that is there. The machine doesn't work on its own, you need the people to run that machine, and hence human resource management is again a very important aspect. We learn that. Then any building, nowadays the statutory requirement is there that it has to be protected from fire, and in a hospital in fact there are a lot of inflammable materials in the form of anesthetic gases, the stationary items, the wooden furniture, etc. So fire protection is also a very important aspect for support services. Then to run a hospital, we are going to be involved with mass media. We need to market our services. Of course, for a medical service, in a true sense, we say that marketing is prohibited, but indirectly we are going to market, and by word of mouth, by providing the latest services available in our hospital, by having some community programs, etc., we can do the marketing, and for that also public relations officers will be very important service who are going to face the mass media in case of any VIP patients coming in the hospital. These are the people who are going to tell to the newspaper media, the politicians, etc., what's the condition of this VIP person. And in case of disaster management also, we need a strong PRO department. Then ultimately, whatever organization we are in, we need to have the right kind of quality assurance, and we have to compete in the world with other such organizations. For example, in case of hospital, it will be, we are supposed to compete with other hospitals run by various corporates, by semi-charitable trust, etc. So we should have the benchmarking of this hospital done by the world best hospitals, and then we can improve our services and give the quality assurance to our customers, that is our patients and their relatives. So this is how we will go through. Let's understand about hospital information service. Electronic database processing is the way through which we are going to manage this service. Today's state-of-the-art computer has a comprehensive clinical as well as financial database and an advanced database management technology, whereby we are able to do away with many of the manual operations earlier we used to do, and lot of advantages are there by using the various softwares available and the customized softwares by using the computers for hospital information system. The benefits of unified system are that you have to enter the data only once, no need to repeat it every now and then, which we used to do earlier in the manual system. When the admission occurs, the basic data is entered, and that is then throughout. Any time he comes, that data will be easily available to you, no need of repetition of this data, whether the patient comes for any investigations, whether he comes for OPD service, whether he comes for operation, whether he comes for any inpatient service, or you want to do any research on this. Everywhere you have got all the data available in a unified system. Only once you are supposed to enter, hence there are minimum chances of error, accuracy is there, and only one time data capture is there, so that there is no repetition and lot of time is saved. It's an event driven, that is, it functions independently. You need not have the earlier function giving any effect on the present function of writing down the data. So it's an event driven thing. Information resource is absolutely accurate, and it is going to be up to date. Whenever you want to edit this, you can easily do it, and hence the previous one will be deleted and you are able to have the up to date data. And if you want to restore the previous data also, at times there are chances. if you need some of this, you can keep that data also in a different file. Information management for the entire hospital is possible with the help of softwares. While allowing smooth functioning of the departmental systems independently, that means even though different departments, their information system is going on independently, but the overall at the master server, you can have the complete hospital information management data available to you, and it is not going to interfere in this, and it is going to be updated every time it is being entered. Now, what are the key points for selection of an information management system for a hospital? First and foremost, it should be integrated system. That means you should be able to integrate the various functions of the hospital, right from the OPD to IPD to laboratory examinations to X-rays to MRI to CT scan to medicines given. All functions of the hospital, you should be able to integrate that for the patient. Once you have given the patient ID, everything should come under his patient ID, because all these are relevant to that particular patient. So it should have an integrated system. No separate departmental systems should be there, where we have to again enter the data every now and then about the basic data of the patient. And secondly, once the blood tests are done in the pathology laboratory, the OPD doctor can be able to see these reports on his PC by a click of a button once he enters the hospital ID number of that patient there. So once you have got the integration of all the system with all the computers, it will be very easy, it will be a real time, no time is wasted for bringing the report and other things also, and immediately the treatment can be given, and one can see the past history, past reports, and compare it also very easily. It should be online and it should be real time. Immediately it should be able to be uploaded so that the doctors, the paramedical staff, each and every person regarding the patient's condition, they can come to know and accordingly modify that line of management as needed based on these data available. It should be totally patient oriented, so that you can easily see all the past history, family history, present history, onset, duration, progress of the disease, the treatment given, the investigations done, their reports, everything, the consultations done by a super specialist, etc. Everything can be available based on the patient's ID. So it should be basically patient oriented, because ultimately the main customer of a hospital is a patient. At the same time, it should be future oriented, because as we know, in future we are going to add some more services in the hospital. So those services also should be, you should be able to integrate them in the new system, whereby no need of repetitions of the previous data and all. So it should be future oriented also. It should be totally comprehensive. It should give everything about the patient, but modular, and it should be implemented in phases. It's not possible to implement all the services of the computerization of the hospital at one go. So you should be able to implement them in phases. So for example, initially you can computerize only the admission part, bill part, financial bills part, and the investigations part, that is laboratory. Then gradually you can extend it to all your engineering services, auxiliary services, other technical services, etc., payroll, the material management, all the things then you can integrate. So you should be able to implement them in phases. It should be absolutely reliable, consistent in future. Anytime you want to update that, anytime you want to see that, every time it should show you the same data. So it should be reliable. It should be user friendly. There should not be so many technicalities involved when you want to see the record of the patient, the investigations of the patient, the treatment given to the patient, or anything. With the click of a button, just by putting a patient ID, you should be able to generate whatever report you want or whatever you want to see about that patient's line of treatment or management going on. So it should be user friendly. It should be cost effective also. Ultimately, as you know, lot of cost is involved in managing a hospital, and there are going to be some poor patients who can't afford, and as a medico-legal thing, you can't deny a patient as far as the first aid is concerned, whether he is having money or not. So at times there is going to be some bad debts also, that a patient is just not able to afford to give you money, but still you are supposed to treat him. And as a corporate social responsibility also, many of the hospitals are now keeping 15% beds free for the patients and all that. So a lot of money is involved, and hence the services that we are providing in a hospital should be cost effective. It helps in patient management to a large extent, yes, when you have got accurate, reliable online data available for the patient, it's very easy for a doctor, for a nurse, for a paramedical staff to know exactly what's happening at the real time and accordingly modify the treatment and treat the patient, cure the patient in a way. So it helps in patient management to a large extent. At a departmental level, care for service order entry. For a particular department, if you want any material to be requisitioned, a service level entry can be done at a departmental level easily. Patient accounting can be done so that bills can be generated for the patient services given in a hospital real time, and accordingly the deposits can be taken, and then against the new stay he requires, again the new deposit can be taken if required. Then general accounting in the form of profit and loss account of the whole hospital, the cost of materials, the cash flow management, the daily requirement of revenue budget, etc. also, it will be easy for you to do. Payroll, there's a lot of staff in the hospital, so you should be calculating their salaries, the perks, etc. So payroll also should be, you should be able to do this with the help of this kind of information system. And human resource management, HR. There are policies available, HR policies to be displayed, to be communicated to all. So through computer you can send it to everybody. You can take the printout and post it at a prominent place. Then a lot of HR functions are going to be there in the form of recruitment, selection, performance appraisal, transfer, promotion, all these things also, the records of the people, personnel, all these things can be easily stored, modified, updated. If there is a employee turnover, that also can be easily seen from these records, and hence for HR also human information system for a hospital is very important. Then business office, backhand, lot of official works, clerical works, etc. are to be done. So there also computer will help. Collection. Collection of blood for say blood test, collection of money in case of the financial bill for the patient, for the vendors. So nursing service, whatever orders have been given by the doctors, the nurses are supposed to do these services according to those orders, and they have to take nursing care. So all those things can be entered in the computer, so that in future it will help in preventing any negligence suit to occur, saying that proper treatment was not given by nurses or all. And for research also it will help. It results in reporting. Lot of reports can be generated from this, monthly report, daily report, any epidemic is there, you need lot of reports also to be generated, to be given to the public health department for vital statistics also, birth, death, etc. You need reports. Then material management, purchasing, ordering, storing, inventory management, all those things will come under material management, and a real time inventory can be there which you can know. It can reorder automatically. All those softwares are available So information system health and pharmacy, where a lot of drugs, dressing materials, syrups, ointments, injections, etc. are to be purchased for the treatment of the patients. So for that also you will need inventory management, stores, purchasing. All these things will be easy if you have got the right kind of information system computerization done. So what are the advanced computer applications in a hospital? One is diagnostic imaging, which incorporates laser technology and optical fiber. This is a wonderful technique. CT scan, MRI, nuclear scan, stress thallium test when we are using thallium as one of the marker. All these things are computerized, you can magnify it, you can reduce it, you can concentrate on one particular area of it to know exactly where is the fracture, where is the fluid collection, whether there is a tumor. If you want to do some biopsy of that, it can be ultrasonography guided biopsy or laser guided biopsy at times. So the diagnostic imaging also through computers has been so accurate. Nowadays even computer assisted knee replacement, hip replacement surgeries are also done, whereby the deviation of the processes should be minimized, whereby it is much more convenient for the patient once he comes out of the anesthesia, and in future he can, his knee or hip will function in much better way and he will be able to fold his knees also. Then bedside computer system, which will monitor the vitals, temperature, pulse, blood pressure, oxygen saturation, etc., even the central venous pressure and input output of the patient, which is very essential in cases of some of the surgeries, burn cases, etc. You have to acquire software first and then hardware, because it is the software which is essential, which is going to give you the right kind of functioning and integration of various things in the hospital services, and then you can choose a right kind of hardware based on this software required for your hospital. Cost of computerization and managing problem situations. Ultimately, computers are going to be expensive, the softwares are going to be expensive, so that cost also you will have to think of. Choose the right vendor, choose the vendor who is well known, who has given his services in other hospitals and they are happy about it, and they are also doing maintenance of it and they are solving the various problems of them or not. So you have to decide about the right kind of vendor, and he should be cost effective also. Then confidentiality of the patient care information is also very important, so that the vendor should be able to guide you and give you the user friendly computers with right kind of security measures, information security measures available, where different passwords can be generated for the admin person, for the patient, for the treating doctor, for the nurse, etc. Only some of the things should be, they should be able to visualize so that it is not going to be misused and secrecy of the patient's condition is maintained. And the downtime of the computers, when it is going to break down also you should be able to know, and as far as possible it should be corrected fast. Preventive maintenance should be done, and if there are certain problems, then what are the contingency measures you can take? For some time you may have to use some, if the network is totally down, you may have to use your manual methods also if required, and then you may have to enter the data again. So some contingency procedures also should be taken care of. Now let us understand, since we have told that it is the software which is more important, and hence one should decide about the right kind of software for your hospital before deciding about the hardware part. So what are the criteria for selecting the right software? Define the needs of the software functions. What all needs are there for your hospital, that you have to first define, and based on that you will have to choose the right kind of software. size of user group, whether it is a very large, whether it is a limited number of people who are going to use this, then frequency of repetitive tasks to be done, to be automated, and ultimately what is the goal of computerization of the hospital. So, all these aspects when you take into consideration, and then based on your requirements you choose the right kind of software which is available, or you can have the right kind of customized software made for you. Assess sophistication level required. What are the various sophistications? What are the various kinds of reports you want to be want to generate? How far your people are going to use the computers? All those things at a higher level. Customize the packages to the needs of the users. You have to customize the various software packages based on the needs of your users, be it doctors, nurses, paramedicals, admin people, HR people, finance people, etc. So, you have to customize these packages accordingly. Keep the future requirements also into mind while selecting the software, and what are the trends for future which you can predict based on the global scenario, and accordingly you have to choose the modifiable kind of software so that you can upgrade that easily in future if required. Evaluate software documentation, how the documentation is produced, whether it is legible, whether it is user friendly, what are the ways in which the operations can be done, how much time will it take for the vendor for installation of this, whether the instructions manuals are absolutely clear cut and user friendly, there is not much of technical jargon used in that. At the same time, the vendor should be able to provide you hands-on demonstration, and initially there are going to be teething problem, so you should be able to solve them at the earliest, and then periodically you should be able to check whether you are able to manage this well or not. So, you find out various strengths, weaknesses of your vendor, of your in the form of the installation, in the form of maintenance, in the form of service to be provided, in the form of customization, whether he can do it, what is his credit and credibility outside. You find out the background of this and find out what is the product development trend of the vendor, whether in other hospital he has developed the product in a better way and then modified it if required or not. Determine whether or not this software that is offering you, is it a proven thing in your field or not, whether the same software is being used in other hospitals or not, who are equivalent, who are multi-speciality hospitals and all, that also you will have to find out. Ultimately, money is very important, and hence you will have to have the cost efficient and cost benefit ratio done, and compare the cost and terms with other similar programs also. Don't think that only those softwares which are very costly, they are going to be better. On the contrary, it can be reverse of that. Those software who has been developed by the computer professionals after putting in lot of efforts, understanding the needs of the hospital personnel and made them user friendly, probably are more important for you, and hence rather than more of a technicalities which will be difficult for people to adopt, if it is more user friendly, if it is simple, clarity is there, easy to adopt, then on the contrary it is going to be a better software program for you. Check availability of training, whether people are ready to train, they are sufficiently available for installation and other services, maintenance of the computers. Even if you need some modifications in it, it is easy for them to do, whether such kind of software programs are available or not, and it should be custom made programming for you based on your needs. At the same time, this software should be such where you are able to modify it, where you are able to upgrade it for the needs of the future also.